listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. A trial date has been set for the Narrogin man accused of killing two motorists in a crash in the US. Luke Nardini will go to trial on June 7th, with proceedings expected to last up to a week. He's facing two counts of misdemeanor manslaughter relating to the alleged September incident. The opposition are demanding transparency from the federal government around the planned ban on live sheep exports. It follows yet-to-be-released results of an independent panel report conducted 6 months ago looking into the impacts of the ban. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it looks like they're trying to sweep it under the rug.
They're trying to kill it off through stealth by effectively eroding investment and confidence in the industry, and it destroys itself. That shows a weak and pathetic attempt at trying to shut this industry down without having the courage to look people in the eye and saying why and how.
Some locals have been left shaken following an alleged shooting inside a Wheatbelt pub late last week. The Shire Victoria Plains are now working with agencies to provide support to residents. It follows the alleged Friday incident when a 41-year-old man allegedly entered a Magumba pub armed with a rifle and threatened staff members before firing a shot into the ground. Anthony Albanese is embarking on a two-day trek of the Kokoda Track as he commemorates Anzac Day with his Papua New Guinea counterpart. The PM has told the ABC the relationship between the two countries has never been closer.
It's an economic relationship, a social relationship through things like rugby league, and it's also about our defence and security. We want the Pacific family to look after security in this region.
In sport, a big win for the Goldfields Giants women over the weekend. The side defeating Southwest Slammers 84-64 in round four. Giants are looking to carry the winning momentum when they take on Perth Redbacks this Sunday.